Can you manage to get into your chair?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Nothing? You look a little bit sad. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Hmm?
You sure? Shall I have a look at these books?
Okay.
Okay. Well, do you know what they're all about, Thomas?
Look. Let me read them.
No, but what have they all got on them?
Not Thomas. That,
well, that's got Thomas the Tank Engine, but what have the others got on them?
A piggy bank.
A piggy bank?
Postman Pat. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. And...
PB Bear.
PB Bear, but what have the books got on the front of them?
PB Bear, I'm talking backwards.
You're talking backwards?
4, 3, 2, 1, piggy bank.
Piggy bank? What do you mean piggy bank?
Piggy bank.
Piggy bank?
That's why they sell pigs.
The piggy bank's where they sell pigs.
Yes!
You are funny, Thomas.
The piggy bank where they sell cow mummy.
Where they sell what?
Where they sell cows.
Where they sell cows?
And you know what? What?
No, what?
They poo in the piggy gold. The gold they poo in.
They poo in what?
In the gold. Gold.
In the cold or the gold?
The gold.
Gold?
Gold.
What do you mean they poo in the gold?
Pooey. You are poo. Let's do this one.
Well, I'm trying to get you to tell me what I can see on the front of all these books.
Nothing. Remember, just by my pile, accidentally crashed. You are making it.
I've made your pile crash down, have I? Look, they've all got clocks on them, Thomas.
But, excuse me, please can you give them to me? And I'll stack them up and I will give them, I will... pass them to you, when I just all stack them up.
Alright, well you stack them up, because I'm just going up upstairs and get another one. Because I've realised you've got another one with a clock on the closet.
Oh yeah. So, Kimo. Well, we feel that stack.
Bag of books that you just bought from nursery.
Oh, thanks!
No, one of those has a clock on it, doesn't it?
Good.
And what's that one about?
Dreamy Robot.
And this one has one as well. And who's that?
What's that?
What's that? I'm not quite sure. It's a Bob the Builder book. I've not looked at it yet. Well, shall we have a look and see what we're supposed to do with it? Oh. Right, it says, twist the dial and get ready to go. Join Bob and his team in a race against time.
I want to twist
it. Well, just a minute, we haven't finished reading. You'll have to be quick to find the missing stickers and get the job done before the timer finishes. Look for the stickers you need at the back of the book. Are you ready? Right, so I think what we've got to do is get this little...
play.
Get the stickers.
I think I want... those stickers.
Right, well, I think what we've got to do is we must have to get the stickers out of the book like that.
Well, I want lofty because it's blue.
Well, now what I think we have to do, Thomas, is take the stickers out, set the dial, and then before the timer is up, we've got to get the stickers off here and stick them on the right pages.
I will switch the time. Let me
see
it. Do it.
Right, so let's see what the first page says before we...
Hello,
see. Right, now would you like to put the sticker round? I don't know how far you do it. That's a long way round, isn't it? Okay, let go now. Oh, I hope that doesn't make such a big noise. Right, Bob and the team. Here's Bob and the team in the countryside. Can you see Bob, Muck, Lofty, Scoot, Dizzy, Roly and Pilchard? It says parts of the picture are missing. So, look, we need to get the stickers off there and stick them on there before this timer runs out.
I will be looking at that. Oh, it's finished.
It's finished. Right, we'll start it again. Now we know what we're doing. Let's set it all the way around here, look. Set it round to that number 30. It must be 30 seconds. Right.
I'm in.
Right, do you want to do in as well?
Yeah.
We've got to be quick, quick before the timer runs out. Quick, let's get Pilchard on there.
Right. I'm on there.
Quick, Bob. Want to do Bob?
Yeah.
And who's this?
Roly.
Roly, is that the green one? Quick, Roly. You do Roly, I'll get it off the book. Quick. Who's this yellow one?
Muck.
Oh, if the time has run out just as we're about to do it. Is that Muck? Right. Well, what we'll do, we'll turn the page. You like the sound of the timer, don't you?
I like the timer, don't I?
You do, don't you? Right, now this one says sort of signals.
What's up, Lloyd?
So what I think we'll do is wait for this timer to finish, and if you'd like to set the timer again, we'll read this page, and we've got to get these three stickers off here, quick.
Those three,
and we've got to stick them on the book. It's making funny noises, isn't it? Right, turn it round all the way to the top, and then we've got to get these jobs done quickly before the timer runs out.
No problem. Right. Superman.
Okay. There's something up ahead blocking the road. Which sign needs to be put up to warn everyone? Find these three signs and put them in place before the buzzer goes. Bob and the machines are working on the road. Which sign should we put up?
That one.
What's that one? Then at work?
Yeah.
Quick, this one. There are hedgehogs on the road. Which sign should they
use?
That one. Oh. Right, quick, what's the last bit? There are ducks up ahead. Which is the right sign?
That one.
Right, aha, we're going to do it. Did it! Wait for the timer. Just managed to do it. This would make a nice present for some other little boys, wouldn't it, this book, do you think? Well, now, before you set the timer, Thomas, we need to... Well, it's all right, you have to let it run its time now, but we need to turn the page. No, this looks exciting.
No.
Well, just read it through first before we set the timer. Bob's day off. It was a quiet day in the yard. Bob decided to go bird watching in the country. He made himself a packed lunch. So it looks like we've got to find the things that he had in his packed lunch.
That drink, a banana, three sandwiches.
That's right, and here are the stickers. So set the timer and we'll read that page again and then we'll get the stickers off really quickly. Well done, that's it now. Well done. Right, leave it. It was a quiet day in the yard. Bob decided to go bird watching in the country. He made himself a packed lunch of a flask of tea. What's the flask? Where's the flask? That one. Right, you stick the flask of tea there. And the banana.
A banana.
Where's the banana?
There's
the banana. Quick. And the sandwiches. There's
three.
The sandwiches.
Three
sandwiches. Oh, and he took his camera. Oh, no, it's all right. We don't need to find a picture of the camera. We finished. Plenty of time for that page. There. Now we've got... Bob wanted to see a rare bird. He hid behind a bush. He spotted the bird in a tree. Just as Bob was about to take a photo, his mobile phone rang and frightened the bird away. Oh, poor Bob. And then it says, match the stickers to the shapes in the story. right. Oops, he fell off the table then. Are you all right? You are wonderful. Right, it says get set, go. Get your timer set, and then we'll read it again and put the stickers out. Very good. Bob wanted to see a rare bird. What's the bird called?
I don't know.
You want a stick bird on the sticker on the bird? He hid behind a bush. Oh, bush. I don't think we're going to make this one. Right, he spotted the bird in a tree. But just as Bob was about to take a photo, his mobile phone rang. Quick, stick with the mobile phone.
Lulu.
Here we are. His mobile phone rang and frightened the bird away. Poor Bob.
Could you stick that bit up?
There we are. The stick has just run out. The time has just run out now.
That doesn't matter.
This is a lovely book, isn't it? Which of your friends at nursery like Bob the Builder, Thomas?
Me?
No, I know you do, but who else?
Pilchard.
Pilchard? No, Pilchard's Bob's cat. No, don't tell the timer yet.
Oh, at me.
No, because we're not ready yet. There's no point setting it now. All right then, before the timer runs out, you've got to tell me who likes Bob the Builder at your nursery school.
When, Mark, Dizzy, Scoop and Lofty.
Mark, Dizzy, Scoop and Lofty are not at your nursery, they're Bob the Builder's machines. Come, does Anthony like Bob the Builder? No?
Nobody likes them. But Scoop, Mark and Lolly and Lofty, yep.
What about Luke? Matthew? Don't shake your head, say no. No, don't tell it again. Otherwise we can't. No, we can't play the game if you're going to do that.
I want it.
Right.
And let me shut the book.
You want to shut the book? You don't want to play it anymore? Well, look, according to this, we've got Wendy's office, some houses, Bob's front room, missing parts of the machine. Bob's birthday cake, that looks exciting.
And then Spuds do a naughty trick. I know what a naughty trick is.
No.
Licking the icing off when Wendy's not looking. When she's come back, she's seeing him licking the icing off.
Have you seen an episode of Bob the Builder where that happens?
Yes.
Is she making a birthday cake?
For Bob. Yes. And Spuds eats the icing off.
Spud eats the icing, does he? Well, let's have a little look and see if we can find that in this book.
No, but Mummy, I don't want it anymore.
No, we didn't do the stickers. Let's just have a quick look. Ah, this is the one. Bob's birthday cake. Wendy is making a cake for Bob's birthday. She will need flour, eggs and sugar. She will need scales to measure the right amount and a sieve for the flour. After it's cooked, Wendy will need a knife to cut a nice big slice of cake for Bob. Can you help her find everything she wants?
No.
Well, we're not going to do that now, are we? But so it's been on the television, has it? One where somebody pinches the icing off the cake.
Mm.
That's naughty, isn't it?
That's a
yeah. That's a very nice game, isn't it?
That's it.
I like that. Do you want to see Mummy's timer?
What timer?
What timer?
We got a timer at my nursery.
Have you?
Yes, we have.
And what do you use that for, Thomas?
It's got a good standing. And you wait for it to stop. And then you can drink our drinks.
Oh, can you?
When you get to drink, can drink our drinks.
So what happens? You're all given a drink. And does Miss Ashworth and Miss Lonsdale set the timer?
Yeah. And when the timer's run out of time, we have our drink.
Oh, I see. So you have your drink when the time has run out. You don't mean that she sets the time on you. Thomas, watch the cloth. Watch the cloth.
Oh, that.
No, Emma.
Yeah.
Yes, but you mustn't pull the cloth.
Yeah. You make my neck blow away, Mum.
Tired.
You made me dead.
look silly.
Yeah.
Well, you made the table look silly when you dragged the cloth on the floor. You shouldn't have the table cloth on. How can you ever do a tape without you crying? You don't want a tape?
No!
Nobody wants to listen to you crying. Right, what's this?
Chocolate bar with snow on arrow.
Chocolate bar? No, it's not a chocolate bar, is it? It's supposed to be a Christmas pudding. With ice.
It's ding-a-linging.
It's ding-a-linging. With icing on the top and some holly. It's supposed to be a Christmas pudding. And look, it's a timer. You turn the top from the bottom and it starts ticking, tick tock, tick tock. Can you hear it?
Okay.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. And I think when it gets to the right time it goes ding a ling a ling. But this is a kitchen timer. Let's just set it for those couple of minutes and it'll ring. Can you still hear it ticking?
Yeah.
And if you look very carefully,
yeah,
then the top is turning round that way. The bottom stays where it is and the top's turning round. And in a minute which it will run out of time and it will ring. It's a bit like an alarm clock. Can you still hear it?
Yeah.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Tick tocking very quickly, isn't it? And you're playing with the timer on the builder book, aren't you?
I'm making it so at noise. Can you might not hear it?
Just leave it alone a second. Did that make you jump? It's like an alarm clock, isn't it? Well, somebody gave that to Mummy a long time ago. And it's a Christmas one. And we'll use it on Christmas Day. Yes, because on Christmas Day, the oven's very, very busy. It's got turkey and sausages and bacon. And on top of the cooker, we've got gravy and Brussels sprouts and carrots. We've got stuffing, we've got roast potatoes, we've got cream potatoes, we've got cranberry sauce, all sorts of things at Christmas. So we'll need that timer so Mummy knows what she's doing.
It's like Daddy Grandma's alarm clock. Just continuously when they go ding, 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 you can wake up.
It's like Mummy and Grandma's alarm clock, is it?
Yeah.
Do they have an alarm clock with a bell like that?
Yeah.
Because Mummy doesn't have one with a bell, does she?
Now that one, when it's Mummy's day, we're going to ring them.
Mummy's alarm clock, when he comes onto the radio, isn't it? The radio just starts working and it's time for Mummy to get up. Have you noticed that? The radio comes on.
Sometimes it rings.
Well, it is because you turned it round. This is a quite a long timer. Oh no, it'll ring in a second. When it rings again, we'll put it away, shall we?
Oh.
So at nursery, do you all have to wait for the timer to go off?
Yeah.
To have before you can have your drink?
Yeah.
And then does she set it again once you start drinking?
Yeah.
Have you got so long to drink your drink?
Yeah.
And then when the alarm goes off, is it drinks down?
Drinks cancelled and then biscuit out. When it's cancelled,
you
go outside.
Oh, I see. When drinks are finished, you have a biscuit and then you go outside. Seems a funny way around that because I would have thought you need a drink after a biscuit, don't you?
After the biscuit. No, biscuits for snack.
Biscuits for snacks. No, but I mean, do you get your drink after you've had your biscuit, or do you get your biscuit after you've had your drink?
After having your drink, you have a biscuit.
Well, that seems funny. Is your throat not dry after having a biscuit?
No.
No?
It should ring.
Well, it will in a minute, I think, because the little arrow's pointing at the naught, isn't it? Or did you turn it all the way around to the very end, which is an hour?
An hour.
Oh, well, if you turned it round there, it's got to go that way. This is not so we shouldn't really play with it. We'll let it ring again. So are you giving a drink and a biscuit at the same time?
Mm.
Do you just choose to have your drink first and then your biscuit? So it's you doing it a funny way around, not the teacher. Oh, I don't know, Thomas. What are we going to do with you? And what did you have at nursery today?
Nothing.
Nothing? You did. Oh! That really frightened Mummy then. Did it frighten you?
Yeah.
Be careful with it, Dan. It's not a toy. That's it. Actually, we should set this when we're doing our tapes, because sometimes we're a bit hopeless and forget how long we've been taping for, don't we?
And then when it rings, we tell you what he's saying.
No, that's right. So what do you do? You have your snack.
And we do work, I'm fast asleep.
You're not fast asleep.
Just because when it rings, you can tell me.
No, Thomas, because this won't ring for absolutely ages. I'm going to talk to you in the meeting.
No, when I come, I'm fast asleep.
You're sorry. Do you then go outside and play? What do you play on?
Toys.
No, don't be naughty, Thomas.
It's been nothing. Let's read a book before we go to bed.
Okay. Well, look, we'll read the tweenies one. This is about time as well. It's the tweenies party time. Tell the time with the tweenies. The tweenies are playing with their toy clock. Let's pretend it's a new day, says Bella. Let's make it a party day, say the other tweenies. I'll start, says Bella. It's 7 o'clock. Time to get up. I'm going to wear the princess party dress today. Now, where's the 7 on the clock, Thomas, to make it 7 o'clock? On this clock. The little hand needs to go to the 7. That's right. And the big hand, when it's at o'clock on the hour, the big hand has to go to the 12. That's 7 o'clock, isn't it? Very, very good. Right, shall I wipe your nose? No sniffing. It's 8 o'clock, says Milo. I'm for breakfast. But I wish it was time for party cake. You're my Rooney! That's what Milo says, isn't it? Right, to make it 8 o'clock, we need the little hand to go from the 7 to the 8. The big hand can stay where it is, can't it? Very good. 8's that one, isn't it? Oh, right, we need to move it again now to 9 o'clock, which is the next one along.
2.
That's it. Just the little one that moves to the 9. It's 9 o'clock, says Fizz. Time for playgroup. I'm so excited we're having a party today. Do you remember that party we went to? That playgroup that's Fields and Park for the summer, that little girl.
Look at the cake.
Yes, gosh, that's funny, isn't it? Because we've just been reading about a cake in the Bob the Builder book. Is it party time yet? Asked Jake. No, says Bella. It's 10 o'clock, time to make party hats. Right, are we going to make that clock 10 o'clock?
No, 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 no.
Just the little one that moves to number 10. Not the big one, just the little hand. No, that's gone back to 7. Where's 10? The 1 and the 0 is 10.
Where's the 0?
1 and 0, 10. Very good, it's 10 o'clock. Right, I'm afraid it's changed now to 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock, says Bella. Time to decorate the cake. So, if you'd like to move the little hand to 11. Oh, well done. How's the 11 look?
2 and a 2. 2 and a 2,
it's 2 ones, isn't it? How have they decorated the cake? What's on the cake?
Smarties, chocolate, big fingers, and chocolate biscuits.
Very nice, it's a superb cake that. It's got icing and it's covered in Smarties, chocolate biscuits, chocolate finger biscuits, and other biscuits, isn't it? It's 12 o'clock, says Milo. Right, would you like to move the little hand up to join the big one? So they're both on the number 12, aren't they? That's it, look at that, they're both pointing straight up to the sky.
We've not got a big clock to put up.
Yes, when they're pointing like that, it's either noon, lunchtime, or it's midnight when all the boys and girls should be in bed.
It is midnight, isn't it?
Well, it could be midnight, because I think in this story it's supposed to be midday, around lunchtime. It's 12 o'clock, says Milo. Time for lunch. Can we eat the cake now? No, Milo, say the other tweenies. Trust Milo to want to eat. That's all he wants to do, isn't it, Tweenie?
The cake.
He wants to eat the cake. It's 1 o'clock, says Fizz. Time to blow up balloons and make paper chains. So this time, the big hand still stays at number 12, but the little hand moves round to number 1. It's 1 o'clock now.
Hello, Bella.
Hello, Bella. Right, so now we can move the little hand to 2, please.
Two, 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 two.
It's the little one. That's very good. That's it next to the 1. It's 2 o'clock, says Jake. Is it party time yet? No, Jakey, says Bella. It's time to make party games. What sort of party games do you think they're making?
Sweet party games.
They're doing something that we had at your party there, Thomas. Look.
Yeah.
Do you remember pinning the tail on the donkey?
Yeah.
Somebody's blowing up balloons. It looks like, which twinnie is this?
Fizz.
Fizz. Fizz is doing something. Oh, she's probably wrapping up presents for Pass the Parcel. Fizz is doing Pass the Parcel. Bella's doing pin the tail on the donkey. And Milo's doing the balloons.
Balloons? No,
he isn't. I mean, that's the tail from the donkey, isn't it? Who's that holding the balloon? Is that just the little man holding the clock?
Yeah.
So that we can see what time it is. Right, we need to move this little hand round again.
No, 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 no.
Just to 3. Where's the number 3 on the clock, Thomas?
3.
That's number 3. Very good.
No, we go past it.
That's right. We went past, but we can go back. Exit. Look at that. That's 3 o'clock. And look at the time now. On our clock in the kitchen, our clock is 3:05. In another 5 minutes, the big hand on our kitchen clock will have matched this clock here. Look. It's 3 o'clock, says Bella. Time to dress up for the party. Aha. Now, we need to move the clock to number 4 now, Thomas. Because, well done. It's 4 o'clock, say the tweenies. Party time! It's 5 o'clock, say the tweenies. Time to go home. Bye-bye, doodles. So we'll move this one to number 5. Very good. It's 6 o'clock, says doodles. Bedtime. Good night. Woof, woof. The end. Now, we get to 6 o'clock. That's it. That's 6 o'clock when the big hand's on the 12 at the top and the little hand's on the 6 at the bottom.
Morning time.
Morning time. Well, it's morning time. You're back to the beginning of the book for 7 o'clock to get up, aren't you? Goodbye. At 6 o'clock, we've got a postman hat book with it. Tell the time.
Excuse me, you messed up my pile.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Thomas. Oh dear.
I'm teaching all the stories to you.
You teach all the stories, right? Now this is postman. Tell the time.
You didn't get that one ready yet.
What's
this one?
You haven't got them ready for me yet. I see. I'm just going to move this timer over here because the ticking is probably quite annoying.
No, you haven't missed any. I'll just do the front. That way, that's starting for you.
Right. Right, shall we look at PB Bear?
Yeah.
This is called What is PB Bear Doing? Now, PB Bear gets out of bed later than the tweenies because PB Bear gets out at 8 o'clock. This one isn't one where we have to turn the hands. The hands are already turned on this book. But what we can do is look for the little bear.
Dead.
The little bear's on the clock, isn't he? PB Bear gets out of bed. He's got a busy day ahead. It's 8 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show you.
Eat lunch.
I think we've turned about 4 pages, Thomas, that's why he's eating lunch now. Ah, it's time for breakfast. And where's the little bear?
Eating that.
Is he in the little pot with the cereal?
Yeah.
What sort of cereal is that?
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
In there.
Is there? Mm. What else is he drinking? He's got orange juice. Oh, that's right, orange juice, and he's pouring some milk on his cereal.
I hope he doesn't
splash it on his little friend. That's right, every page has a tiny bear, isn't it, somewhere in the picture? It's 9 o'clock. Look, can you see Big Hand on the... We ought to use this clock.
No, but we have that.
No, we'll read that book in a minute, but I was just wondering if you wanted to change the hands on the clock. It's okay, 9 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
No, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock in the morning. It's 9 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show you. It's time for school. What's he doing at school?
He's walking his way.
Look, he's...
Look!
Yes, that's a different page there. Look, he's doing some sums, isn't he? He's saying 2 plus 1 is 3. Ah, you found the little friend. That's on the abacus. That's the bead counter, isn't it? It's 12 o'clock.
He's walking to school as well.
The little bear's walking to school with PB Bear and the dog, isn't he? Is the dog called Dermot? I can't remember.
Dermot, yeah.
Dermot, right. It's 12 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show...
You.
It's time for lunch.
Oh, he's in there.
Yeah, oh gosh, isn't that funny? His little teddy bear's in the lunchbox. And what's he having for lunch?
Orange juice.
Orange. Oh, I see both the dog and Phoebe Bear are having a carton of orange juice.
That's sandwiches. Thanks, yum, 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 yum. Orange, yum, yum. Biscuit, yum, yum. You got a teddy bear, yum, yum.
Oranges, grapes, biscuits, sandwiches, orange juice, yum, yum. It's 3 o'clock. What will he do?
Play.
Play. Turn the page and he'll show you. It's time to
play.
Can you see the little bear?
Yeah.
He's in the daffodils and daisies, isn't he, on the grass? You wished he could reach the table. I bet he does wish he could reach the table because he's only a tiny bear, isn't he? It's 5 o'clock. What will he do?
Play.
Play. Turn the page and he'll show you.
Play
you.
Drink time.
Oh,
he's eating the cheese.
It's supper time. That's right, the little bear's eating the cheese. And what's PB Bear going to have for his tea?
Samara.
Yeah.
No,
it's salad.
And crisps.
He's got lettuce, tomato, cucumber, pepper, cheese and bread. We had cheese and bread for lunch, didn't we? And what do you think's in his glass? His beaker?
Juice.
What sort of juice?
Apple juice.
It does look a bit like apple juice. Look. It's not orange juice, is it? Oh, I see you're leaning over the book to look inside the glass, are you? Careful, you might spill it.
Pooey juice.
No, don't say
he
that.
He said it was pooey, mummy.
I don't like you saying that. It's 6 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock. Let's get out to watch Angie Babel.
It's 6 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show you. It's bath time. Where's the little bear?
Where? Where
is he? What's he doing?
Sitting in a boat all day.
Sitting in a boat all day? Right, have you seen...
I'm watching it. This is the big truck with books. You want a big truck, don't you? To stop.
Yes, please. Do you remember the road where Isabel lives? We've seen a big truck that delivers books to people, doesn't it? The mobile library, do you remember?
Can you hear it?
What does our kitchen clock say now?
3 o'clock,
that's very good.
I'm going to wash out your labels.
It's bath time for PB Bear, look. Now we turn the page, it's 7 o'clock. What will he do?
Go to bed.
Turn the page and he'll show you. I hope you will go to bed, don't you?
I just know because I've seen this book. Go to bed. Where is... Oh, a crab.
A crab? He's got a soft toy. A crab at the bottom of his bed. That's a funny thing to have. It's bedtime, my favourite time of the day. Well, you know why, don't you? Because PB Bear. P and B stand for pyjama bear, don't they?
Pajama bear?
Well, he's always wearing his pajamas and he likes going to bed. That's why it's called PB Bear.
PB.
Pajama Bear. Do you remember that? Pajama Bear. What colour is his pajamas?
Red.
No, his jumper's red. The blue and white stripy, aren't they? Okay, is it Postman Pat now?
Yeah.
It says, how to tell the time with Postman Pat. The little hand tells you which hour it is, and the big hand tells you how many minutes have gone by since the last hour. No, Thomas, that's not nice.
I will find it away.
Are you going to see what Postman Pat does during his day? No.
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
Don't you?
Because I want to watch
Auntie Mabel.
Auntie
Mabel's not on there, Thomas.
But why?
She's been on and we've missed her. She was on at 3:15 and it's 3:00 now.
But I want Auntie Mabel on.
No, it'll be on later.
I don't want to miss it again.
Don't get upset, but look, we've things to do. We cannot. I told you that when you came up from nursery.
Mama, let's hug.
You want to hug? Well, I'm only hugging you, you're not going to be silly. No, when you came home from nursery, we had lunch, and then you saw the television for half an hour while Mummy washed up and tidied up. But I told you then that we had jobs to do.
But Mummy,
there's no television. You can have half an hour a day, and that is it. And it's got to be half an hour when it suits me. Okay?
No.
Your hand, one of your hands is warm, and one of your hands is cold. That's the funny thing.
Cold, that's warm.
No, that's cold and that's warm. Which is your...
That's cold. That's green.
It's not green. When you go cold, you go blue, not green.
Okay.
I know you've got hiccups and it's your trousers, it's green, not your hand. Which is your right hand, Thomas? Good boy. Which is your left hand? Good boy. Which is up? Which is down? And which is in front? And which is behind? Good boy. Good boy with hiccups.
So on your hand on my hand.
Put my hand on your hand and then your hand on my hand. And then my hand on your hand. And it goes up from the bottom. Oh dear. Poor little boy with hiccups. Clap hands. What was it Grandma used to sing to you when you were a baby?
Say,
clap hands, Daddy comes with a pocket full of plums. Oh, for Thomas. Do you remember that? Let's do clap hands. Do you remember that little song? There are two I remember Mama teaching us. Clap hands, Daddy comes with a pocket full of plums. All for Thomas. And do you know the other one that Mama taught us?
No.
Let me have your hand. There was a little mouse.
Oh, yeah, the tickle.
Do you remember this one, the tickly one? There was a little mouse. And he lived just here. And if anybody touched him, he went tickle, tickle, tickle. Oh, you're not a baby anymore, are you?
No.
How old are you now?
Four.
Oh. You're not four. You're three. When are you four? When's Thomas's birthday?
Later on.
Later on? Yeah, well, that's true, yes, but which month?
In January.
In January? No, it's not. Do you know the months of the year?
I do,
January, February, March, April. What happens in April?
Birthday.
Your birthday?
Yeah.
And what happens in May?
Her birthday.
Whose birthday?
Anthony.
Anthony. No, Anthony's birthday is February. Mummy's birthday is in May. You've turned the timer again on that book, haven't you? Right, would you get down, please, Thomas? You're four.
No, I won't.
Thomas, get down, please.
Okay. pull me.
No, I don't want to pull you. That's right, yes. You have a little drink. It might sort the hiccups out. You know, I tell you, that Elsa might cure your hiccups. Are you taking deep breaths? Tickle your feet. That would work, wouldn't it? That will cure your hiccups. That's the time when you're in the room, isn't it? Right, come in, let's see what person packed this for this busy day.
I don't want to. Oh, mate.
Are you still taking deep breaths for hiccups?
Still hiccuping.
Pardon? You're still hiccuping? Well, actually, having a shock is good for hiccups. And I think when the bell went off on the timer, it gave me a shock. I don't think it did anything for you, did it?
Then you go, Purdy.
No, don't give Purdy orange juice. She doesn't like it.
It's not orange.
Well, it's black currant juice and she still doesn't like it. Purdy drinks water or milk.
This is brown.
No, it isn't, Mel. Don't tease her. Get down, then, please.
No.
Come on, get down, please, Thomas.
No.
Thomas, do as you're told. Come on, get down, you'll fall.
Pull me.
Pardon?
Pull me, please.
I was going to say, don't forget please and thank you. You've been very naughty recently. You're not saying please and thank you. Right. We're going to go for a walk later on.
Where?
Well, we're going out to the shop and I want to get some money out of the bank.
A sweet shop where we're going to make...
No, definitely not going to the sweet shop. Pardon?
Yes.
No, you haven't been a good enough boy to go to the sweet shop today.
Oh, yes.
Listen, it's no good going to the sweet shop because you're going to have a lot of trips to the dentist if you keep going to the sweet shop.
But I want to go to the sweet shop.
No, yes. Listen, if you eat a lot of sweets, what's going to happen to your teeth? No, it's not. No good saying nothing in English. The dentist will have to repair all the little holes you're going to get in your teeth.
Peritonitis.
Yes, and it might hurt. And the dentist will be cross with you. The dentist will say, "What is a little boy doing with all these holes in his teeth?" And he'll be cross.
And I will say nothing, nothing.
Down. If you're cheeky to the dentist, he won't do you any favours. You've got to be nice to the dentist. It's a while since you went to the dentist, and he said your teeth were perfect. Now let's keep them that way, shall we?
No.
Yes, because you've got nice little teeth. If you start eating a lot of sweets, then you're going to get holes in the teeth. No, and your gums will be sore.
What's gums?
Gums here, underneath your teeth. Look there. Let me show you. Here's your gums. Gums.
I want to get back here.
You've got cheeks and lips and gums and teeth. Where are your cheeks? There's your chin. Cheeks, chin, lips, gums, teeth. Do you remember that rhyme the lady of the road taught us? Eye, nose, cheeky, cheeky, chin. Cheeky, cheeky, chin, nose, eye.
Stop it!
Eye, nose, cheeky, cheeky, chin. Cheeky, cheeky, chin, nose, eye.
Eye.
Thomas, watch your drink.
No!
You're being lovely. Come on.
I won't pick up.
Could you pick your drink up, please?
I'm too busy.
Thomas, you're not too busy. Please, will you pick your drink up?
Okay,
I better
go somewhere else.
Good boy,
thank you very much.
Yeah,
7, 8, 9, 10.
Are you counting?
7. 4, 3, 2,
statue counting.
Counting 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Oh, I see. You're counting backwards.
Say CBC on yours.
Are you counting backwards?
I am.
Right.
7, 6, 4, 3. Look, that says CBC on yours. Hold it.
The Bob the Builder book says BBC. Yes, it's a BBC book, isn't it? Right, what I've got now.
All these bees.
We'll look at the Postman Pat book, and I've got three pots.
That's too good. You like that. Miley like that. I like Frizz and Bella and Milo.
I've got three empty yogurt pots. One's got all the tweenies on it, look.
I thought it was three.
There's four tweenies, and we've got one with just Milo on. Look, it says, hi, I'm Milo. And then we've just got one with Fruggles. Now, what we'll do, we'll have a look at this book.
And I've read these. Can you help me pull this off?
Did you have it stuck on your fist?
Wrist.
Right.
Got fist.
Well, wrist, that's a wrist. There's a wrist. And if you clench your fingers together, you've made a fist. That's called a fist. A fist full of fingers.
Fist full of poos.
No, Thomas, please do not start saying that. Now, if we put the little hand to four.
I don't want to do it. So I don't want to.
That's o'clock. When it goes to three, it's quarter past. When the big hand goes to the six at the bottom, it's half past. When the big hand goes to the nine, round at that side, it's quarter to the hour, and then we're back on exactly the hour.
Let's have lasers, please.
Right, okay, it says at 7 o'clock the alarm clock rings. How do you think that sounds?
In there.
What does it do?
It goes bling.
It's time to get up already, said Pat. No, he doesn't. I read that wrong. It says, is it time to get up already, says Pat.
No,
Jess thinks it is. He's hungry.
Yes.
Don't you know what time it is? It's
lunchtime.
No.
7.
7 o'clock. Now that's clever, because you guessed 7. Let's count 7 raisins into this pot with all the tweezers on it.
Let me get them.
Right, just 7. They're in big clumps there.
Doesn't matter.
No, just count 7 individual raisins into that pot. There's 1.
There's 2.
3, 4, 5.
6, 7.
That's 1, 7. That's it. We've 7 raisins in the pot.
There's one more.
No, we'll do more later. Tom Henry.
Yeah.
Come on, let's recount those. Then that's 7 there. Right, take them out of my hand and put them back in the pot. And count if you do it, please.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No. Put them in 1 at a time. No, we'll line them up on the table and we'll put them in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right, 7 o'clock. Put the 7 o'clock raisins in there.
But,
nothing. Put the 7 o'clock raisins in there, please. Please put them in there.
No.
Thomas, we've just had a little chat about doing as you're told, haven't we? Did it not get through to you?
No.
Well, you know what will happen. Please, will you put the raisins in that pot?
No, you do it.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You did it.
All right, the person who puts them in the pot gets to eat them at the end. Please, will you put the raisins in the pot?
Okay.
Never before have you been so keen to do something right. Now we leave them in the pot. Because then we turn over the page and it says at 8 o'clock Pat has his breakfast. Right, now you move the clock to 8 o'clock. Not the big hand. The big hand stays where it is on the 8 o'clock. Right, no, that you've, oh, you've gone to 9. You missed breakfast. Back to 8. Well done, Thomas. Right. Well, to make it 8 o'clock, we need one more raisin in the pot.
Then we get choose.
You choose it and put it in there. Just one. One. Right. Third up. Breakfast time.
Yummy.
Here you are. At 8 o'clock, Pat has his breakfast. You'd better hurry, says Sarah, or you'll be late. You're right, says Pat. Come on, Jess. Breath, I'll wait for you to have your 8 o'clock raisins.
Nearly done.
Pardon?
Nearly done.
Nearly done. Are you nearly done? Very good. And they're nice raisins.
There's some more over
there. Well, yes, we have to read it and we have to get the right number. Oh, listen. Did you hear that knock, 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 knock? The Uncle Brian. That's he's putting his Christmas decorations up or something. Oh, empty pot. Right. Okay, shall we carry on? At 9 o'clock, Pat arrives at the post office. Mrs. Goggins has the post ready waiting for him. Pat loads it into the van. What a lot there is, he says. Would you like to move the clock to 9 o'clock? That's it. No, you've gone to 10? No. 9, that's it. Clever boy.
I'm hungry.
At 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, Pat calls at the church. He has a letter for Reverend Timms. Right, are we going to make it 10 o'clock on the. Now, what can you see on the church tower?
A clock.
A clock. And what does our church clock say?
6 o'clock.
And what does it do? Bing.
Bong.
Bing. Bong. That's
bing,
right.
Bong. Bing, bong. I'm hungry.
Can't stop, Reverend, says Pat. It's going to be a busy day. Time waits for no man, agrees Reverend Timms. At 11 o'clock. No! At 11 o'clock,
Miss. I'm hungry. Yes.
Listen,
I'm going
is...
to pinch
you. No, no, no. This is Postman Pat's day, not yours. You're always hungry. At 11 o'clock. No. At 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, Miss Hubbard whistles past on her bicycle. Must rush, she says. Choir practice at 11:30. She picks up her letters as she passes. Oh, she makes me feel very tired, Jess, says Pat. Now, leave it to 11 o'clock when Miss Hubbard whizzes past on a bicycle. There we are.
Bling!
11 o'clock. And she says she has a choir practice at 11:30, so if we move the big hand down to the 6, that's 5:30. It's now 11:30. It's nearly time for
breakfast.
For breakfast. No, you've had breakfast. You have breakfast at 8
o'clock. No, I can have breakfast.
At 12 o'clock, Pat calls on Granny Dryden. Will you have a cup of tea, Pat? Asks Granny Dryden. Thank you, I will, says Pat. I'm gasping. Right, so now we need to move the 11 to 12 and the big hand to the top. So no, that's 20 to 11, Thomas. You've got to move both the hands to the 12 o'clock position. Remember the 12 o'clock? 12 o'clock is straight up for both of them, isn't it? Well done. Oh no, I've got a disappointment for you. At 12 o'clock, Pat calls on Granny Dryden. Will you have a cup of tea, Pat? Asks Granny Dryden. Thank you, I will, says Pat, I'm gasping. She only offered him a cup of tea. Ha! We've got to go to the next page. At 1 o'clock, Pat looks at his watch. Do you think it's lunchtime yet? He asks Jess. Jess thinks it is, so we've got to move this clock.
Yeah, me!
It's 1 o'clock.
Still, I can have my reason.
No, no, you made it 12:05. It, that's right. Big hand stays where it is for the o'clock. And a little hand. No, 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 Thomas. That's 8 o'clock. Breakfast. We need 1 o'clock. Where's the one on the clock?
It's a breakfast.
Yeah, you're getting confused with breakfast and lunch. Right. Little oh, dear. Lunch. And I've got even more bad news for you.
What?
If Pat had had lunch at 12 o'clock, we could have had 12 raisins. As it is, he's having his lunch at 1 o'clock. One raisin. Come on, let's put 12 raisins because I'm sure Granny Dryden gave him a cup of tea, don't you? A biscuit with her. No, Thomas, that is a clump of raisins. There's probably about 50 in that clump. Let's count them. Come on, chug it like that. Look, this is another game now. You sit still and you've got to balance this yogurt pot that says, "Hi, I'm Milo," on your head while we count these. Sit very still because we can have 13 raisins, 12 for tea with Granny Dryden and one for 1 o'clock. No, that was only a practice. But if you move around and the yogurt pot falls off, Every time the pot falls off, we have to take one out of the pot before eating it. One, you count with me.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12.
That's for a biscuit with a cup of tea at Granny Dryden's, and one for lunch with Jess. 13. And the pot didn't fall off your head at all, you clever boy, right? You can eat those.
Yeah, me!
What do you say? No, Thomas. Listen. No, you're never too busy to say thank you. Listen. Every time you don't see please or thank you, in future one comes out of the pot. What do you say when I give you raisins?
Too busy.
No, you don't say too busy, right? I'll have one now for you being rude.
Okay.
Right, what do you say when I give you something?
There you go.
You don't just say there you go. I know when I give you things I say there you go, but oh, Thomas. It's getting near Christmas, isn't it? You must be excited about Purdy's birthday at the end of the week.
Too busy, there you go.
Oh, thank you, that's nice for sharing. Can I have a kiss? Kiss?
Yeah, you. Too busy. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Can I go with this one?
You can eat that one. So this is the last one. Have you enjoyed those? What do you say?
Thank you.
Good boy.
I said more.
You don't say what more. Please may I have?
We've got more raisins.
Well, later on we've got to read the story now, haven't we? At 2 o'clock, Pat delivers George Lancaster's fishing magazine. Right, shall we make the clock 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
Well done. Busy today, Pat? Asked George. I am, said Pat. I've never seen so many letters. At 3 o'clock, Pat calls at Greendale Farm. He gets in a tangle with the chickens. Mind how you go, calls Mrs. Poppage. Right, let's make it 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Where are you being?
Well done.
This is when?
That's 10. Then it's on to go on a haul to give Major Forms his copy of Horse and Hound. Splendid, says the Major. At 4 o'clock, Pat picks Julian up from school. We've been learning to tell the time, says Julian. Do you know how to tell the time, Dad? I do, says Pat. But Jess doesn't. Right, so 4 o'clock, school time. Let's turn the clock into 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, what, 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Go to sleep.
Good sleep. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, what happens at 4 o'clock? Who goes to pick you up from Mrs. Blackwood's? Does Mummy? Does Mummy pick Thomas up?
Not Daddy.
No, Daddy doesn't. At 5 o'clock, Pat stops by the post office. Mrs. Goggins is closing up for the day. Right, that's 5 o'clock. Shall we change that to 5? 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. Look at, oops, you've gone to 6. Don't go too far or you'll miss tea time. Quick, back to 5 o'clock. Right the way around the top. Quick, back to 5. Quick. Stop on 5. No, stop on 5, Thomas. No, come on, where's the 5? Where's number 5?
Nowhere.
1, 2, 3, 4. No, if you go past 5, you'll miss tea time. And you know what tea time means? Did you get all the letters delivered, she asks. All except this one, says Pat. And that's for me. At 6 o'clock.
Patty!
Pat is home again. He puts his feet up for a rest. That was a busy day, wasn't it, Jessie says. Jess is already asleep. So turn the clock to 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
No, that's 7. You've gone past it. No, I know you're messing about numbers, but listen, you know numbers 1, 2 and 3. You can count. You can count it very high.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, you can count a long way, but listen, I'm asking you something serious now. Do you only recognise on paper the numbers 1, 2 and 3? Like you see on the letterbox. Could you show me where number 8 is?
Number 8.
That's number 6. Can you show me where number 5 is? Oh, yes, very clever. Number 10? Where's number 10? Yes, very clever. Right, so you do know your numbers. Right, so 6 o'clock. Does that mean 6 more raisins?
Yes!
Right, you put the pot back on your head that says, "Hi, I'm Milo." Right, sit still. If that falls off, one of the raisins has to come out of the pot. Right, we count 6 out. You count with me as we drop them in.
1.
Oh.
2. 3.
Oh, pot's come off. We've got to start again.
Yeah.
Right, put your pot back on your head. That was just a practice, wasn't it? Right, count again.
Yeah.
Never mind. Sit still. Sit still, because this time if it falls off, raisins have to come out. I've got to eat them. That's it, Mary, still. We'll pop them in the pot. Count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And that's for being a good boy in your mouth. Right, there you are, 6 raisins for 6 o'clock.
Oh, right.
It's all right, you kept the pot on while we're counting. You're a clever boy. Right, eat those up quick. And then we'll see what Winnie the Pooh's doing, because I think he's going to have a good time as well.
Dig, 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 dig.
The Winnie the Pooh one has a clock as well. Pooh is woken up by Tigger at 8 o'clock in the morning. "Hello, Pooh. I found somebody just like me," says Tigger. He hasn't really. What's he doing?
It's a reflection.
His reflection, that's clever. He's looking at himself in the mirror. At 9 o'clock, Pooh and Tigger have breakfast. No, you've done very well there, because Pooh Bear doesn't have breakfast till 9 o'clock, whereas the others have them at 7 and 8, so you get one more raisins. At 9 o'clock, Pooh and Tigger have breakfast. Tigger tries some honey. Oh, Tiggers don't like honey. Right, would you like 9 raisins for breakfast?
Mrs. Baker, wake up.
What do you think Brian's doing with his banging?
I think he's building a road.
A road, all right. Oh gosh, 1, 2, 3, 4. What's happening to your counting? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You're too busy watching. There you are.
Flip.
Well done. I think he's putting his Christmas decorations up.
Done. Putting it up and leaving these round.
At 10 o'clock, Pooh takes Tigger to visit Piglet and Eeyore to find out what Tigger's like best to eat.
I'm eating these dustbin bags because I'm a dustbin truck to crush them up.
Oh, you're a dustbin truck now, crushing up dustbin bags, right. Tiggers like everything except honey and acorns and thistles. 10 o'clock now, isn't it? Pooh always likes a little something to eat at 11 o'clock. I'm really glad we left this book till last. Because there's such a lot of eating involved. There is plenty of honey at Rabbit's house. Would you like honey or condensed milk with your bread? Do you not fancy either of those?
No.
At 12 o'clock, Christopher Robin is going to take everyone on an expedition. We're going to discover the North Pole.
Where's something else?
Is that where Santa lives?
Yeah!
Is it really?
Yes!
How do you know that?
Because it's very chilly and Santa makes toys there.
It's very chilly and Santa makes toys there, does he, at the North Pole?
He does!
Wow! Pooh, Piglet, Rabbit, Tigger, Kanga and Roo, Eeyore and Owl and Christopher Robin stop for lunch at 1 o'clock.
Let's
have all got something to eat! Right, 1 o'clock! Johnny Doody's had his lunch at 1, that's at 12. Wonderful, 1 raisin.
Oh!
No, 1 o'clock is...
I got 2.
I thought it was one big one. Is it 2 stuck together? Or you're cheaper, 1 for you and 1 for me.
I'll share the one I just smelled.
You're going to smell them first before sharing them. I think that's pleasant. Oh, okay. Have you licked it? No, yeah. That's all right.
Just smell it.
At 2 o'clock, Pooh, Piglet and Rabbit have a rest in the sunshine outside Pooh's house. Rabbit talks too much. Pooh goes to sleep. It is playtime at 3 o'clock. Oh, we forgot to do 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. There we are.
I was splashed in.
Yes, it is playtime at 3 o'clock. Pooh and Piglet, Rabbit and Roo play poo sticks. They wait to see whose stick floats out first from under the bridge. Here comes your stick, Piglet. Oh no, it's not a stick, it's Eeyore. Eeyore's having a little lie down in the water. They thought it was a stick and it was Eeyore. Christopher Robin has invited all his friends to a special tea party for Pooh at 4 o'clock. Go on. Four more raisins.
Four.
No, Thomas, four means four.
I got three.
Yeah. You've got five. I'll let you. Oh, you haven't actually. No, you haven't. Look, so it wasn't all stuck together. You have got four there. Four more.
And three.
There is a present for Pooh. Open it, Pooh. What is it, Pooh? At 5 o'clock, it will be time to go home. We are 5 o'clock, they've gone home. Christopher Robin's bath time is at 6 o'clock. Pooh does not want to get wet. And Piglet would rather not wash at all. Pooh and Piglet are very tired after a busy day. They go to bed at
1 o'clock.
No, that's not 1 o'clock. What number is that?
6 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Pull this off me.
What do you say?
Me too. Just getting it stuck.
What do you say?
Please.
They go to bed. 7 o'clock.
No.
And fall.
Asleep.
Asleep. Good night, everybody. Shall we say the night? Actually, though, it's not quite 4 o'clock, is it? Yeah. But still, let's say goodbye, shall we? Is it time to go home? Does your tummy feel full after all those raisins?
No.
Would you like a little drink now to wash them down?
Okay. Please.
Good boy. What do you say now, giving it to you? Thomas.
Let's have more, please. Yeah.
Yeah, they've gone away now.
Oh.
Yeah, they've gone away.
But I can get them. I
can't get it. You are cheeky. Right, just let's go and check at the time of the tape recorder. Come on.
You look.
I look, but excuse me. Gosh, I used to think it was sweets that made you hyperactive. And
hey!
Raisins
and get me!
Excuse me. It's too late now. Do you know what my mummy used to say to me?
What?
I won't never get, so please, it's too late.
Look, there's two more books in here.
Yes, that, well, those are books for bedtime. They're new books from school.
Let me watch them. Let me read them.
No, leave them to us, please.
No.
Remember our little chat before? About
let me watch them, please.
You did say please, just calm down a minute. We're going out now, we've got to go to the shop. Pardon?
I said, I didn't read piggy bank.
Pardon?
I didn't read piggy bank.
What about piggy bank?
Tap.
Piggy bank? I think you mean, but it's a panda. Is that what you mean?
No.
Piggy bank.
Panda.
It's a, we keep looking at that book and saying it's a piggy bank. It's a panda.
It's a baby.